Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
So I sort of got roped into a challenge live on air yesterday to go vegan. Initially, it started as a month. We managed to roll it back to 2 weeks anyway, just to get me started to see how I might find it and how easy or difficult it is. And we're 24 hours nearly, 23 hours into it at the moment. And I've loads of questions. So I've been asking you guys for help and advice and tips and suggestions if you have gone vegan over the past number of years. But vegan author and lifestyle blogger Holly White is with me today in studio because this is a decision. This is something you did about a decade ago?
Yeah, 9 years ago. Yeah, I just turned 31 and I remember I watched a lot of documentaries because it was kind of the rise of Netflix, and I watched Cowspiracy, and suddenly it was as if the blinkers came off and I made that connection, because we grow up and I think eating, you know, it's very focused around, you know, what kind of a family environment you grew up in. And then you reach that stage where you go, hang on, what are the decisions I'd like to make for myself? And I became aware of the climate impact, but also I became aware of the reality of, you know, what has to happen to animals for them to end up on our plates. And it's a really squeamish kind of an area, and definitely something, there's a fantastic quote from Paul McCartney, and he said, if all slaughterhouses had glass windows, we'd all be vegetarian. You know, it's an ugly kind of a truth, but it's something I think we need to be aware of, that there is that element to eating meat.
Okay, so if I'm being really honest, you know, here at the moment, I suppose my main motivation for doing this is very much the health
100%.
Benefits, and I want to see for myself what they are,
yes,
and how I feel. And look, we're going to start with 2 weeks. We'll see how we go in 2 weeks' time.
Yes,
but that's my number one motivation. And yes, you know, sustainability and the environment is also in the back of my mind. But I'm curious, and that's kind of, you know, I suppose what I want to see, how this works over the next couple of weeks. I already have loads of questions, though, because naturally there's a big shift in your mindset and in terms of the kind of the typical things that, you know, you tend to eat day to day. Do you have sort of starting points or advice you give to people initially on where to start if you're trying to go vegan?
Yeah, exactly. And this is where I wish you well in your 2 weeks, but my advice definitely would be to people to dabble. You know, it's a meal here, it's a dairy-free latte there, maybe it's a dessert, maybe it's a sweet treat, and it's easing your way in. Because
I think
we all live very busy lives. You know, we might have families to take care of, we have work, food forms part of our routine. And when you take away maybe if it's a little bit of joy of someone getting a coffee and that particular chocolate on a Friday, if you take all of that away cold turkey, it can be very hard and it can lead to a frustration. Whereas if people say, do you know what, on a Friday we're going to get a takeaway, but it's going to be a vegan option, I always advise people, make it as enjoyable as it can be.
Why did we not talk to you yesterday before we started this? I mean, I'm here going cold turkey and you're telling me this is what I shouldn't be doing. I should be easing my way into it.
I would say that, because I think also, especially say, for example, like the capacity that I work in now is I have a cookbook and I work with brands. I always try and make the food beautiful, because vegan or not, I want people to go, oh my God, that looks gorgeous. You know, I think things that are kind of loved and enjoyably made part of your lifestyle are more likely to stick rather than being sort of punitive. That would be my hope.
So you wanted to get a little bit of a sense of my kind of day to day, I suppose, you know, eating diary and what that might look like and the things we can swap out.
Like,
I'm very boring and I'm a real creature of habit. Like, I just tend to eat a lot of the same things all the time. Like, my breakfast is typically always porridge with some form of like low fat milk or skimmed milk. So
perfect. So what I would say is I'd have my oats and I'd get my plant based milk. So typically if I make porridge, I make it on water and at the end I add in a plant based milk. What I'm going to also suggest is adding in a scoop of a plant based protein, just to make it a little bit more satisfying. An amazing brand of vegan protein. I've tried a couple of them, but the nicest one is a brand called Form Protein that comes in a compostable package. The vanilla flavor is my favorite, and you can use that in desserts and things like that. But adding that into, whether it is a smoothie first thing in the morning, you can even add it into like muffins or cupcakes or things like that to increase the protein. But adding it into your porridge means you'll feel fuller and you've more protein in your diet.
I struggled with the milk a bit today, and I put a question box up on this on my Instagram about it as well. I bought the almond milk. I find it very sweet.
My favourite is, it's an Alpro, it's a soy milk actually as well, because again, you've got a higher protein in that, there's a no sugar. So the key thing to making a vegan diet work for me personally was increasing the protein, higher fat and lower carb. You know, say for example, some people might look at a vegan diet and think that it's massive bowls of pasta and things like that. I feel very lethargic if I eat that way. So again, for me, a key kind of hero thing is supplementing. We might chat about that. B12 is an important one to supplement. You can have vegan products that are fortified with that. So that might be some plant-based yogurt products, some plant-based milks, but you can easily just get a dropper and supplement with that.
So when I was doing my diary for you earlier, I realised that I'm eating a minimum of one, if not two yogurts a day. So I figured I can't have them now.
No, of course you can. There's lots of lovely plant-based options. My favourite is sort of a coconut-based yogurt. Again, that's what I absolutely love. I go for a natural flavour and you can stir in even a little bit of cocoa powder if you want. You can add in some peanut butter, almonds, chia seeds if you want to make it, some fresh fruit.
Are they nice though? Because I've tried the vegan cheese before and I really couldn't.
You weren't into it.
Like, I love my cheese. Now, okay. I'm a blue cheese, you know, goat cheese, brie cheese kind of person. This is going to be the biggest challenge for me.
Yeah.
Especially coming into a bank holiday weekend.
I know. There is an amazing Irish brand called Banana Melon and they make these cashew kind of fermented cheeses. There's a truffle one of them and honestly, you'd have it on a cracker and it's so delicious. If you like cheeses that sort of maybe are like kind of feta or goat's cheese, it's that kind of very sour, kind of creamy, tangy. Also, in terms of plant-based spreads, like now you can get a vegan Philadelphia as well. That again, like for like, is so similar.
So my lunches are usually some form of like a chicken salad or a chicken pasta, or like if I'm here in the office and I nip out, it's always a sandwich.
Okay.
Probably involves chicken.
What about
cheese.
A falafel? Again.
Yeah, no, I need falafel.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a big thing that especially from, you know, kind of a quick and easy, like if I'm at a food market or things like that, I love a really good falafel. Tahini is an incredible source of vegan protein and also calcium. So if they say, do you want tahini dressing? I will say, absolutely, lots, lots more. You can buy pre-made falafels as well at home. Really cool. Quick and easy to kind of just pop into the oven for a very quick dinner.
So two things I noticed in my quick, you know, like run around the shops yesterday. A lot of it is pre-packaged, pre-processed food, I noticed.
Yes.
You know, and I wouldn't usually buy a lot of pre-made kind of meals, but I feel I'm going to have to get a bit more on board.
I think it's
that.
To pick and choose which ones make sense for you. Like say, for example, if there is a plant-based cream cheese, again, if you want a very like-for-like flavour, I think buying a sort of, you know, a product that might have some sort of processed ingredients, that's perfect. But say, for example, if you want to be creating like your burgers completely from scratch, what I will say is that will take time. And initially for people, it's time, it's learning a new recipe. Like one very easy swap that you can do like for like, whether it's in like a bolognese, a chili or burgers, is lentils. And gram per gram, they contain more protein than beef. So you're dealing with canned lentils, pre-cooked. If you're cooking up a big chili, like sometimes what people might do is they might split the amount of mince that they're adding and actually also then just add in a can of lentils. And especially if you're feeding, you know, to families, you get that nice happy blend and you're kind of dipping a toe into the vegan water, but getting used to different textures. But again, great protein swaps, you know, are your beans, your pulses, your tofu, your tempeh. It's learning how to cook them. It takes a little bit of time. And I loved kind of teaching and sharing and showing people how to do that. But I do think initially, sometimes a great bought vegan burger can really hit the spot.
Do you know, the thing I've noticed like in my less than 24 hours at this is I obviously eat a lot of dressings, sauces.
Yes.
Like, I don't eat eggs, but I love mayonnaise. Wouldn't thank you for butter.
Yeah.
But mayonnaise is my weak spot.
Okay. I have a really good suggestion here. There is an Irish company called Two Savage and they make up these incredible vegan mayonnaises. They're made with chickpea water, which I don't know who worked it out, but basically it has the same protein consistency as eggs. So it's called aquafaba and it's used in making vegan meringues. And also this company have made them into mayonnaises and they've loads of different flavors.
Right.
They have a wasabi mayonnaise, a roasted garlic and a sriracha. And for my birthday last year, I celebrated a big birthday, but I just had the sriracha mayonnaise and loads of falafels and people love just kind of dipping it in.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. It's lovely to have, even if it's, you know, a piece of toast or a cracker, you're making a sandwich. Good condiments are great. You can, of course, make them from scratch if you want. But here comes back to what you were saying. For me, I pick and choose. There's some things that having them in the cupboard, having them to hand, makes my life a lot easier.
Yeah.
And I want that. I need an easy life.
So I love to eat out. That's kind of my, you know, it's my one of many weak spots. And I do enjoy eating out quite a lot. So I'm a bit apprehensive now about going for lunch and going for dinner and bank holiday weekend. And
yes.
I just, like, because I have looked at a couple of places and menus online and there's often just maybe one option.
That is the reality. Like, I did notice a kind of a change of, you know, say for example, I spent, you know, 30 years essentially looking at a menu and going, what will I have? To suddenly being told, but that said, there are some places like say, for example, around the corner, Bambino, their vegan pizza is phenomenal. Again, sometimes on planes, if I'm traveling, you request the vegan option and it can end up being really good because as a busy chef, they're only making a small handful of these. The key thing also, though, is to go back to what you were saying, is if you are going to any restaurant, whenever you're making the booking, always let them know in advance. Most of the time, they'll be more than happy to be accommodating. But I would very rarely just turn up and not say, listen, just so you know, I'm vegan.
Oh, really?
Oh, 100%. It's really important to bear in mind. Like for me, I'm completely aware this is a lifestyle choice I've made. I have to take responsibility for it. I've done a lot of training. I've done a lot of cooking classes. I have to be able to cater for my needs. And there will be times where, you know, maybe you might be on the road, a petrol station. They're not necessarily going to have a perfectly balanced carbohydrate, yeah, protein, vegan meal. And I can occasionally, people ask me, do I miss eating meat? I don't miss eating meat in any way. I miss the ease. And it's just important to kind of be mindful when I'm doing a shop or to prepare in advance.
You've sort of designed up a little list of places for me,
yes,
to eat out.
Yes.
For the best Mexican.
Chubby's Tacos in Clontarf, absolutely superb.
Really?
Yes.
Two Boys Brew for best brunch.
Incredible brunch. Would highly, highly recommend.
Now, this is an interesting one for takeaway because I was like, I love sushi. So how am I going to cope with the sushi?
Do you know, some places will do a vegetarian sushi. If you're on Mamori around the corner, you'll get an absolutely gorgeous sushi. You'll have your rice that might have some avocado and also, you know, the gorgeous the wasabi and the dip and everything as well.
Yeah, Tang and Dawson Street. That's where you're...
Salad bowls. They do this incredible thing where they take chickpeas, loads of herbs and spices, and they're really, really crispy because, again, the hero ingredient is going to be asking and making sure you're getting protein in every meal, whether you're eating out or not. And again, places like that, they've really good beetroot or normal hummus, loads of chickpeas, because you have to feel full and satisfied. Otherwise, it'll just become frustrating.
Well, I have nothing other than I have a sort of a falafel wrap that I pre-bought today, actually. Across,
okay, very good.
Aldi or Little, wherever's across the road, and a salad, chickpea salad that I made. So that is my lunch today. Dinner is TBC.
Okay, very good.
We'll have to bring you back, Holly, for a chat over the course of my next 2 weeks and see how we're getting on. But thanks a million for joining me today.
Thank you. Loads
of information there to get me started on my vegan life journey. That is, of course, vegan author Holly White, also to lifestyle blogger.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.